But I was thinking, you know, there's a beautiful song, Mary, Did You Know? And I often thought about that. I wonder what Mary did know. I think Mark Lowry in that song lays it out pretty well. But then I had another question. What happened to Mary? Well, something strange did happen to Mary. Amen. Now, I think we all hear the story about Jesus' birth every year. We tell it over and over, and we should, as we celebrate the coming birth of the Christ child, the Son of God, Emmanuel. We sing songs of hope and love and joy, and we think good thoughts, and we get ready to celebrate with family and friends, and we enjoy candlelight and cookies. Well, I think we all feel warm and good inside, and maybe a little extra magnanimous, extra kind at this time of the year. And well, at least some of us do. But long, long ago, before the celebration, God put Mary in a very uncompromising position. Wow. This happens to us sometimes, too, when we think about it. Often before we discover something new about ourselves or make significant changes in our lives or change our perspective about circumstances that we find ourselves in, although it might seem wonderful to simply slip easily into the monumental life transitions or to go round the turning points of our lives with ease like a professional NASCAR driver. You know, it really doesn't happen that way, does it? No, I don't think so. Most of the time, something uncompromising or uncomfortable shoves its way under our skin, and we are forced, kicking and screaming, into a new reality. Think about sometimes about a divorce. A divorce that might cause a woman to get back into her career that she left behind, allowing her to grow and flourish. Something terrifying happened to Mary that made the pit of her stomach feel like it just dropped out. How in the world could she tell her betrothed, the man who was contracted to marry her, that she was already pregnant? How could he ever believe that she had not done something wrong? Well, something deeply troubling and confusion happened to Mary, and she had no idea what to do about it. Now, I think we all sometimes think of Mary's initial humbling response to God when we hear of Mary's condition or her predicament. But what happens next is very important in understanding her transition from terror to wonder, from devastation to joy and hope for the future of Israel. She went to visit someone that she could trust, and she sought solace with cousin Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth had just experienced her own over-the-top miracle, if you remember. An older woman, past her prime and barren her entire life, had just become pregnant, and she would be carrying the prophet John the Baptist, descended from priestly families. Elizabeth and Zechariah were faithful people of God, deeply humble, and in a state of deep gratitude for their own role in God's unfolding plan. And when Mary knocked on cousin Thor, not knowing what to do, Mary came for help to the one that she knew she could trust and not to betray her confidence. And she hoped to get some good advice and, you know, a way forward, a way to stay alive and avoid scandal. Mary gave her so much more than Elizabeth did. She confirmed her message from the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth recognized her role in God's magnificent plan for fulfillment of all humanity. And Elizabeth helped Mary to see not only how to handle her situation, but she helped her see and honor her appointment by God. Her predicament was, after all, a divine gift. Her potentially horrific situation as a blessing and an honor. So what does Mary do? She bursts into a song, of course. We call it the Magnificat. And it's an over-the-top proclamation in which Mary realizes her role in God's magnificent act of appearance and fulfillment of an old age promise. The words to the Magnificat chill us to the bone because they're so deep, heartful, wrenching, and strong in fervor and spirit and hope. My soul magnifies the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord. I love that song. She said, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has come to the aid of his child Israel. Now, what Mary realizes most is that this magnificent God, the creator of all things, the powerful and mighty God of the ancient prophets, saw and chose her to carry out his incarnation. Mary, young and inexperienced, unknowing of the ways of the world, from a simple town in the middle of nowhere, she was seen and touched by God. And like nobody else has ever seen before. And Mary, although still in an uncompromising position, has just realized the magnitude of what happened to her. Her entire perspective changed. For when you realize that a miracle has entered your life, and when you realize that God had touched you in a very uncompromising way, and when you realize that God had appointed you, has completely changed your life, and that good things will come your way, you just stand there amazed and in awe. And from that point on, Mary's circumstances, we'll see, just needs a little bit of tweaking, but she will move forward, walking in faith within the promise of God. Her hope for the future and her sons has been solidified, and her faith has been secured. Oh, her song will live in every heart of people for eternity to come. So this Advent, what uncompromising position has God put into your life? Think about that. What a blessing in disguise will God get you with as you move forward to this celebration of a brand new year? What wonders lie in store for you, and what lessons need to be learned? What new doors will just open? Where in your life will you discover an undercover miracle? Praise be to God. So as we near ourselves to the Christmas miracle, these are all questions that I think most of us must answer for ourselves. For when our uncompromising positions turned into unquestionable miracles, our hearts too will be full, and our souls will truly magnify the Lord. For no matter what we find before in our lives or in our churches, on Christmas we come to realize that God has seen us, God has touched us, that in all of this vast world and in countless heavens, God has cared for us and loved us so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, the Emmanuel. God is with us. So how do you respond when you realize that God has touched your life? And how do you react when you realize your uncompromising position was a blessing in disguise? Oh, because you can't contain what rises up within you. And when your heart feels so full and your soul is so joyful, perhaps you will explode into a song too. Perhaps you'll sing, oh, magnify the Lord. I love that song. But as we close, I want us to focus on verse 50 of the magnificent song with a challenge. What will you, or what more importantly, will your children inherit? And what about your grandchildren? What would you like for them to know about God's mercy as you have seen or maybe experienced evermore? And you want to share that. What a wonderful inheritance to pass on from generation to generation. So if this is what we want for our children and our grandchildren, we must help them to learn the reverence of the Lord. Mercy is God's gift to us. Reverence is our gift to God. Let the two work together to leave a legacy of faithfulness to future generations. Merry Christmas. God loves you, and so do we.